Hello! Yeah, welcome along!
Oh, hit that!
PJ and Jim's... No, it's not called that. After Show Show, it is called that.
What were you going to say?
I didn't know what I was going for there.
You're all over the place.
I was all over the show.
His head has melted. He's like an album that has a new hip coming in here the last few days. Except he got new sinuses.
He has an old hip.
Oh, no, yeah. How are you feeling now? Are you any better or brighter? Has the situation improved?
I don't want to go on about it, but I'm glad you asked.
No,
I tell you, it's weird. Because I honestly think, I was saying to PJ earlier on, I think it was a weird coincidence, like a perfect storm. You know, where two things hit you at once. Because one of them is definitely better.
Oh, yeah. He says he's got multiple ailments. I forgot now. Now it's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
Now I am sorry I asked.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
one of them is definitely gone. One of them is definitely kind of cleared up, I think.
So the secondary one is kicking in.
I just don't know what the other thing is. Whatever it is, I have it.
How does it manifest itself then?
Well, it's sort of like, it's kind of, it just keeps coming at you in waves.
Right.
It's weird shit.
Waves of what though? Like, are you getting
scutters? Just exhaust, total exhaustion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you feel like you're grand. Like now I feel like I'm grand, you know what I mean, in terms of like clear head or whatever. And then all of a sudden you'll feel like, oh my God, it's like you're in the middle of the heaviest bloody fluey cold thing you've ever had
dying
in your life.
For a pint or something. Is it
actually? Do you know something? That's the one thing it's done is kept me away from the gargle.
Oh, has it kept you away from the gargle? Oh,
yeah.
You must be very sick.
What is it? You realise that we're here. You're casting aspersions on my character. I just like to point out that I always drink responsibly.
Yo, he doesn't as whole.
I always take responsibility for my actions.
He doesn't as bollocks. The only reason he lives where he lives is so he can order a pint from a sitting room.
That was not a consideration when I bought that house. It's not my fault it came with an ensuite pub.
Yeah, no, that's the best. That's what I love when you're telling me about your gaff.
I should put that up on the estate agent site.
You definitely
ensuite
should.
Ensuite pub.
Ensuite pub, yeah. That does customer appreciation nights where they charge you just to stay there for longer.
No, that's the pub across the road.
Oh, is that a different one?
Yeah,
oh, God, he's got two pubs.
Yeah, yeah. The pub next door is the pub that's... that used to hand points over the wall when you'd be doing the gardening. You'd be doing the gardening, you'd be roasting
amazing.
Or whatever and all that. Next of all, this hand would come over.
The hand point over the wall?
Yeah.
Would they charge you for it?
Well, of course.
Oh, I thought you
No. Well, to be fair, no, actually, in those instances. Because, like, you wouldn't be carrying change and all on you if you were out in the garden.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll get back to you on that. So you don't have one of those sicknesses then where you want to, like, indulge in fizzy drinks and just be left alone or go for quiet ones.
What sort of an illness do you have to indulge in fizzy drinks?
Boredom.
Oh, is that what that's called?
That's officially an illness in my head. Because I was only talking
because
about
what I was just thinking was, this would mean that I had that illness most of my adult life.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what worried me
I think a lot of us do. I think a lot of us do. I was only talking about this the other day about... I was chatting to a friend of mine and was saying, you know what, one of my favourite... Actually, I was chatting to Stephanie Prisner yesterday. My friend Stephanie Prisner, she comes into the show. And I was talking about one of the few things that I really... Not one of the few, I love like loads of shit. But one of the things I really enjoy... Especially around this time of year. Oh no, actually all times of year, just one is indoor and one is outdoors. Is getting to go to the pub and sit down on my fucking own. I love it so much,
You see, I don't understand how you can get to do that.
Why not?
Because I walk around with you all the time and you're never left alone. I mean, literally, we've come back from having a cup of coffee. We were just, literally, I mean, there's probably, if it's a 60 second walk from here to the door of the coffee shop we go in to get the coffees, right? And every time you do it, PJ, your man's looking for a photograph and your friend asking all your man, yes. You get that all the time. How can you possibly get away with sitting in a boozer?
I don't know.
Unattacked.
I don't know. I just face the telly, put in the earphones and sit there. Maybe people are talking to me. I can't hear
Are they
them.
Closed?
Huh?
Are the boozers closed when you go in?
I don't be doing breaking and entering or anything.
Yeah.
Love it. I love that sort of sitting there and maybe getting two drinks. I love the L mixing of the drinks.
That is the greatest
one ever. I get the whiskey and the pint and I sit there and I'm on my own. I'm letting the world pass over my head. I don't have to communicate to anyone.
What time of the day are we talking?
Oh, daytime. I'm not a nighttime drinker at all.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So it has to be. They're the greatest pints you'll ever have. You're cheating the world.
Yeah.
You're in when other people are in work.
Yeah.
There's nobody else there. You've got the place to yourself. Nobody will speak to nobody. You'll have just you.
Heaven.
And your fizzy drink.
Yeah.
And that's all you have.
And it's wonderful.
It's magnificent.
And I was chatting, I says, do you ever do that? I says to her, do you ever like just go in? And she goes, well, number one, PJ, as you well know, I don't drink.
A drawback.
And then she was saying, and then she reminded me, women can't really do that.
No.
They can't really do it. And it's weird, I'm such a fucking idiot.
Well,
I still don't really understand why.
Surely nowadays.
That's not
different.
The same. It's not the same. She was explaining to me, it's kind of looked on as more of a. a desperate activity. Rather, for lads, it's kind of saying, leave them. You know the way, if I'm in the pub, this has happened. I'll be in the pub doing that on my own. And some lad will go, oh, would you look here it is. And you go, leave him alone, he's having a drink. Come over here, yeah, you fuckhead. Hey.
Brilliant.
And then you get the whole,
you see, not all heroes wear capes.
I know.
That's magnificent.
Right.
You'd love to walk over to that guy and give him, buy yourself a drink.
But get around him. Have done that. I says, next one they get it there and I pay.
Yeah.
Fair play to your man. He's after looking after
saving
you.
Your
I've
life.
Done that. Like it says, the next, like, but it unfortunately means you're buying the arsehole drink. But whatever, it's crap.
Yeah.
But you go, hey, leave me alone. Yeah. Oh, sorry about that, your man. He's a gobshite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, I enjoy that point there. Fair play. And you get a bit of that.
Yeah.
And that would never happen to women. A woman would be sitting around and you'd get your man coming up. You
look like you might fancy a fella like me.
And she would, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a chat about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe I could convince you.
Yeah, like that's
no,
never going to
nothing you could say.
Like, I'm never going to be sitting there watching the match with me,
yeah,
with me
you,
gambling app.
But is
and
that
someone's
not...
going to come over and go, hey, sexy. You know what I mean? It's never going to happen. Are they sexy?
If that ever happens.
I'm like, what?
If that, yeah.
John, do you mind if I sit down and buy you a drink?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I'm just going to give your leg a little rub now in a minute.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to have an old situation. I'll be going, hey!
Can you imagine?
Get the fucking guards, quickly!
Can you imagine, though, if you were sitting on your own, right? Picture the scene, you're sitting there, you're on your own, either at the bar or sitting at a little table on your own, and you're having your pint or whatever, and this stunner. Like, literally, whatever your vision of a dream woman is,
well,
right?
I wouldn't be seeing a public with her.
No, but hang on a second. Right, obviously, yeah, you can't let other people know, but you know what I mean? No,
that's
but,
not even my joke, right, Rob? That's Michael V's joke.
So, the absolute, your dream, right?
Yeah.
Comes over to you and goes, and, you know... Hi, can I buy a drink or, you know, just,
yeah.
You know, is this your local? Do you come here lost and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
you turn around and you go, look, would you ever fuck off?
Would
I'm just trying to have a quiet minute.
Yeah. This is the time. I've spent my whole life walking around looking for you and you come up to me when I'm having a quiet one.
Yeah, like, fuck off.
Like, would you go and do? Give you nothing to do? Have you no hobbies? Have you no... Go fishing or something. get some meaning in your life. Stop sneaking up on
me. I'm not just some sort of piece of meat.
I'm just
like,
you know
what I mean? God almighty.
A middle-aged man can't go anywhere and be ignored these days without some young ride of a thing hitting on him.
Yeah. Bloody heck. You young women.
Jesus.
You attractive,
pack
beautiful
your bag
young
and get
women.
To Love Island.
You never stop. You see a balding, middle-aged, bellied man and you think... I'm going to have a piece of that. You disgust me.
Isn't that the great thing, though,
me.
About being a fella as well, in fairness? Like, I am definitely not the man I used to be. You know what I mean? I can't hold
me... And you're probably the better for it.
And I am the better for it. I can't hold me wee for more than 20 minutes.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean? My hair's going a bit grey. I've got stuff on my teeth. I don't know how it got there. You know what I mean? I'm getting a bit of saggy tits syndrome.
You make that sound like they're barnacles or
they
something.
They are barnacles.
Like
I think fucking, they are.
Like sea life has attached itself to your delf.
I think they are. You'd need to get something that they use to clean the bottom of a boat to clean them off. Yeah. I'm getting a bit of
if
saggy tits syndrome.
If you go far enough
syndrome.
Into PJ's teeth, you can get oysters, you know.
Yeah, me hips to be creaky and all. I get lower back creaks and everything. And at the same time, I get just as ignored as I ever did.
Yeah.
You know, there's been no follow. There's something wonderful about being mediocre looking from birth till death.
I was just about to say that. One of the great joys, right? Like, you know, lots of lads get to a certain age and they miss their youth.
Yeah.
You know, their looks have gone
exactly.
And their whatever, and they don't have, you know, and where once they were the lad about town and
all of that.
You know, everybody wanted them and they were, you know, you see, never ever, having been plain ugly as a young person.
Yeah.
I don't miss it now as an old person.
I described never ugly either. Just this mediocre, run of the mill fella. Walking around. You know what I mean?
So it's
never
great.
Had the attention. Never lost the attention. Yeah. It's a wonderful it's actually a nice place to be.
Didn't even know it was there.
I'm a spectator of life. and I've loved it. And I've never had to suffer the loss of it. And that's, you know, women get that. Unfortunately, that's a battle a lot of women have to face. A lot of lads get it, not the same level maybe, but I've never had it.
Yeah.
It's a great social privilege when people go, what's
I'm
the best thing that ever
confused,
happened to
you? Sure.
I think the best thing that ever happened to me was being completely unremarkable. Thank you very much.
Exactly, yeah. We have often said one of our greatest attributes is our vanilliness.
Vanilla, yeah. We're right down the middle of the road.
Yeah, we are the magnolia of men.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Even when the doctor calls me name and he hasn't even seen me.
He's surprised.
I'm like, gee, all right.
When did you get here?
Yeah.
I've been sitting here for an hour and a half.
Have you?
Have you, jeez.
Oh, jeez, sorry, I thought you were putting in a plug, fixing the wall or something. You know, I've got that head. I've got the head of that who may be in to do the bit of plumbing or maybe in to get his own plumbing done.
Well, either way, you know, when I'm you're the man for the job. But I'm still sort of surprised that we are. Are we not in a day and age now where even, you know, like where women would demand the that they could go in and sit in their own if they wanted to and have a pint or...
Well, I just don't think it's the same. I just don't think there's... I'm sure you can. Like, it's not like the days where it was where you'd walk in your barman and go, I'm not serving you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're cheeky.
You're harlot.
My God, you're making all the men feel uncomfortable. You know, they'd be actually... There was genuinely... Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing.
You're making the lads uncomfortable now when hearing your own. They're all unsettled.
Yeah.
Do you mind leaving?
That's the other thing.
Those days are gone.
A lot of women probably think that, you know, if you were to go into a pub or a boozer or whatever, and there was a load of lads there, right, that the biggest worry might be that they'd be like, all right, hey, go on, whoa, all of that.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, most of the lads in there are going to be going, fucking women, who let them in and all? I mean, this used to be a good old bar.
Oh, you mean back in the day?
Lads, you know, you could do a bit of racing, watch a bit of racing and, you know what I mean, tell a dirty joke and stuff. Now they're letting women in and everything.
There's probably still places like that, is there? I bet there is,
but that's what I'm saying. It's completely the opposite of what a woman going into a bar full of lads would probably expect it to be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah. They'd be thinking that you're going to have all these dirty elves.
Yeah, yeah.
But in fact, it's actually just... dirty elfless, as in physically dirty, that want to be ignored.
Exactly.
And not have to face the shame of a woman seeing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Or run the risk of somebody commenting on the fact that they haven't washed their hands when they came out the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now I feel like I have to wash myself. This is disgraceful. Yeah. I can't believe
this pub has gone to the dogs.
Jesus Christ, I'm afraid to fart now. Normally I come in here and sometimes I fart and I'm not joking, the smell, it's like I'm after actually going to the toilet in my trousers.
Yeah.
And we all have a laugh.
You see
about
the way that paint's missing there? That was me. Yeah.
And we all have a laugh about it. I've melted plaster off the wall in here. And all the fun is gone now. Because women are in. Yeah.
Oh,
the sort of grievance that's going to start a human rights movement now.
Not really. I don't think you're going to get a Facebook campaign group going off the back of that.
There, you probably would find some lads. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. Maybe I have it all wrong.
But no, you're probably right. There probably is, even though we're supposed to have moved on. Like I tell you where I'm still in the dark ages, right? Is that I was, where was I the other? Actually, I was at home. I was up in Roundwood. I was nipping around to a mate of mine and I had to pass by the pub and not go in, which was a struggle.
Yeah.
But I had to pass by
especially when you're sick.
And there was and it was Baltic. You know the way it's freezing out now?
Yeah.
Right? It was that cold, proper cold, right? And there was people sitting out drinking pints. Now, quite obviously they weren't Irish. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Right, now, and they had their big jackets on and one of them had a blanket over them. They had a blanket over them.
Yeah.
And they were sitting drinking 2 pints of Guinness.
Outside. In January.
It was freezing, right? And I couldn't help but go, what sort of feckin' idiots are they? To myself. But when you think about it, sure, why the feck not? If you've got your hat on and your jacket on, and the reason you have them on is because it's cold, and you have a blanket over you, sure, why not sit out and have a pint?
I know, but I'm with you on
but
this.
But unfortunately, I just kind of feel that's a bit feckin'. It's like when you see coffee. Do you know the coffee shop sorts that you see around, say, the Grafton Quarter?
Yeah,
and that,
yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and to be fair to them, their culture has all sorts of outside eating and drinking.
It does, yeah.
But you
it's
see
a social
lad,
culture,
you see a
yeah.
lad in the pissing's of rain.
Yeah.
Sitting outside Lemon or somewhere having a coffee.
Rolling up a one skinner.
It's fucking lashing.
And he's lashing. I don't get it. I'm totally with you on this. I still can't feel comfortable in a pub where the windows let people see into the pub. Fuck that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You want a cave.
Oh no, you know the pubs. Well, you remember this. So when we were growing up, you was always like, don't tell anyone I'm in the pub.
Yeah, yeah.
So the pubs used to have half like church windows.
That's right.
You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
So it was like stained
glass.
Sometimes
they even had actual wood.
Yeah, or wood.
Blocking it, yeah.
And then the second half of the window let the light in.
Yeah,
because
that was kind of frosty.
But it was overhead height. You know, it was overhead height.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a ladder to get up to look in.
Yeah, so you say, who's outside? Hold on a second. And someone would stand up, give someone a bunt, and then you could see out.
Yeah.
That's, to me, is a pub.
Yeah, you're right.
So when I'm walking up Georgia Street or Grafton Street, and you're walking, and you see these wankers with IPAs and top knots and socks, and you can see their whole body through a window.
Yeah, because it's a full plate glass.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And like, they're doing no one any. I'm not even in there.
Yeah, I'm not
even in there. And they are indoors.
Yeah.
I'm minding their own business.
And I shouldn't have to look at that when I'm on the street.
Like the amount of times someone said to me, you come up for a pint. Yeah, no bother. Where we go? I don't know. Just place around the corner. You go around the corner. And I can see the whole barman through the window. I'm like, I'm not going in there. Yeah. Fuck off.
Oh, actually, I would be paranoid.
Is there no
about
dingy
that
old kip that smells of chewing gum anywhere? Yeah. That's where I want to be. I want to be, that's what to me is a real
pub. Yeah, that's a pub.
Like, there's a few real pubs, what I would call real pubs in Dublin. There's loads in Cork, great pubs in Cork. I'm not even saying the name of my favourite one because I don't want people to be there when I go the next time.
Absolutely.
But like, it's a Near East, a real pub.
Near East in town or your Near East?
Oh, in the city. No, the one that's in this, like Dublin city. There's very few real pubs.
Yeah.
Stag's Head is a real pub.
Yeah.
You know, cause, and how do you know? Because you can't see into the place.
That's it.
You can't see in. Stained glass. You have to open the door and stick your head in and look around. And then the barman goes, you all right?
Do you know what's like that as well? Remember the place you sent me when I was getting me tires, you recommended that lad?
Oh, in Clifford's,
Yeah. And then you said to me, and listen, if you're stuck, nip around the corner and go and get yourself a cup of tea and a toasted sandwich.
Yeah.
In whatever that booze
is. Pebble Beach.
The Pebble Beach.
The Pebble Beach.
That's a pub.
That's a pub now.
Yeah.
And it's a real proper pub where they have a bar and a lounge, and the only difference is one isn't decorated.
The only difference is 5 cent on the pint.
Pulled from the same top. That's real. That to me is a real pub.
But it was laid out like you expect a pub to be laid out.
Yeah, laid out like a pub, and you can't see in. And it's actually, that was brilliant because it's actually in the lane.
Exactly.
Down the back. And that's that sort of thing where
you go. That was a joke, something. I tell you know the way you started this conversation talking about that moment when you get to have a pint on your own and understood. I had one of them with a cup of tea and a toasted cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic, your man.
Oh,
he brought it over to me.
You
I was the only person in the whole pub.
By the way, it was about half ten in the morning.
Jim
is telling you the story, and I want you to listen to the story. I want you to just picture it, right? A man who can't go anywhere without someone talking to him. Right? He lives in the country. The man can't even stand in his garden without someone jumping into the garden and saying asking how he is. Right?
If only I had a garden.
So I want you to be, I want you to picture as he's telling you the story, the way I heard it. It was 5:30 in the morning. Right?
Half five?
Yeah, when I came in here, and Jim was like,
Yeah.
Come here. And then he told me this story. 5:30 in the morning.
I went in, right? And there was nobody in the place. And I actually had to say, right, there was no, and when the barman came down, he said, how are you doing? And I went, are you open? And he went, oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, no problem. I said, grand, so I'm just looking to get a cup of tea. And I suppose you wouldn't do any food, would you? No problem at all. He said, what do you want? Toasted? You know, I said, yeah, that'd be fantastic. And I went over and I sat in the corner, right? There was nobody in the place, right? No, not a sinner. And you could hear a pin drop and all that. And he went and did his business. He said, want a paper? Brought me a paper.
Oh.
And I sat there and he brought the stuff over to me. It was like having a butler.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I just thought, I hope me tires take hours and hours to do.
And then when he was telling me that story, now as you just heard it, he tells that story like some people say they saw the Mary in Ballinasplittle statue moving. That's how rare this is for you.
Man.
That's how rare.
It was arguably.
Like, I can't explain to you how happy this made Jim. And that's why.
It was arguably the greatest 60 minutes of my adult life. I was in heaven.
Oh,
just me. Cup of tea. Toasted sandwich. The paper. Oh. And peace.
Peace of quiet.
It was incredible.
Oh, jeepers.
But
amazing.
Of course, those days are gone.
Those days are gone. It was one day in a lifetime. One day in Nirvana.
We'll never see their likes again.
Maybe one day I'll get another puncture. And I'll have that experience again. Here's hoping. Here's hoping the world blows the tyres off me car.
And for your weekend, I wish you that toasted sandwich, cup of tea and this piece.
May you all have Nirvana. Maybe happy punctures to all of you this weekend.